Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Fighting for America.
I don't have a bunch of radicals running around trying to poison kids' minds. I have kindergarten and first grade teachers teaching a child to read. I have math teachers trying to teach a 14-year-old how to figure out algebra.
Fighting for Idaho.
We could not do our job without the parents' involvement in some way. The more involved they are, probably the better their kids are going to be.
Fighting for you.
Hello, Kevin. Just want to say thank you for going to the schools. You've helped to change my perspective on what's going on. I believe that a lot of the people that you interview and talk to are very positive influence on our children.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller in the morning, broadcasting live from Capitol High School. We're joined by Principal John Rosisco, who is always the best ever when it comes to hospitality. We've got the bagels, we've got the coffee, we've got the water. We always appreciate your kind hospitality. And for people that are wondering what it's like to host us here, you get it. And we want to thank you for your hospitality, sir.
Yeah, great to have you guys here this morning at Capitol High School. Welcome to Kevin and Will, and it's great. We did this last year, and
yes,
I hope we get to do this again next year. So welcome to Capitol High School.
Well, I'm sure you'll be here. I hope I'm still here, so we'll see what happens. Now, I have to ask you, for people just tuning in here at 580KIDO, you've got, what is this, the dance team working out here, and they were started at, what, 5:30 in the morning, something like that?
Yeah, we consider our dance team as one of our hardest working clubs and organizations and sports in our school, that's for sure. But to give them credit, they show up every day, 5:45. They do their workouts in the morning. And as a result of all that dedication, they went recently to a national drill team dance competition, and they are national champions. And so we're real proud of them. So Capitol High School has a national champion dance team.
That is quite an honor. And, of course, they're learning at such a young age the value of getting up, getting started, getting the proper priorities. That's so easier said than done.
Yeah, my wife is a Capitol High School graduate, and she was part of the dance team here back in the early 80s. She graduated here in 1983, and she talks about all of the values, all the work ethic, the dedication that it took to be part of the dance team. And, you know, that's really what we're about, is finding something that the kids want to do, that they want to have an expertise in, whether it's dance team, debate, football, chess club, but finding ways to connect to the kids and getting them involved in this. Now, to be part of the dance team, all of the girls know that's going to come with a dedication of 5:45 in
right.
the morning. And so we call that our zero hour. They're in here at zero hour before first period starts, and that's what they do. They do that every day. But they're very fit. They're very good students. You know, when you have to get up that early every day, they have to get to bed early. And so that, you know, requires of them some time management. So they're learning how to budget their time already at 15, 16, and 17. And then that just sets them up for success when they get to school and they get to become an adult.
Right.
And think about what research says about those of us, and you two know this, those of us that get up early and start the day early.
Yes. I know what research, and I know reality, but yes, go ahead.
Well, research says that those individuals and people that do that, and your early, you know, early risers, they're successful people. That's one of the traits of being a successful person.
I would agree with you on that. Now, let me ask you this. It's been a year since we've been here. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, the core standards and everything else. What has changed for you in the last year when it comes to educating kids, not only in Capitol, but throughout the district? Anything new?
Yeah, that, you know, certainly Common Core is on every school district's plate, every principal, every teacher. We're taking a look at all of this. And, you know, the exciting thing for me as a principal being involved in all of this is we were headed towards what Common Core is bringing before Common Core really came out and said, this is what Common Core is. And that to the point of just where we were headed in the sense of bringing in higher thinking levels into the classroom and having kids experience all kinds of different texts and readings and how to expand and to look at those readings. You know, I look back when I was in school, I went to a small school in North Idaho, Grainesville High School. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we read books and we did literature books, but we just kind of talked about the book. Now kids are doing that still. They're reading the literature books and fiction and nonfiction, but they're also looking at what does the author use as a strategy in this particular section of the book to try to persuade the reader or try to convince the reader or some kind of an argument? Do that? Were they successful in their attempt to make an argument or to persuade the reader to think a certain way? And so it's a very higher, you know, I wasn't expected to do that in high school. It was just, sure. You know, learn what's the book Huck Finn about and what happened. And I'd have all these tests and quizzes on what happened in the story. Kids are still doing a good portion of that, but they're also analyzing and doing all of this synthesis of the book to a whole nother level that most of us never experienced in our high school education. They're having to write about that. They're talking to each other about that. So they're having these discussions with the teacher and amongst themselves, because you capture all that together, and that's what kids need to know how to do to go to college and to be successful in a career and workplace, how to work together as a team.
Sure.
Communicate.
580 KIDO. And yet you have a lot of parents who have been very concerned about Common Core, and I'm sure you've heard from them. And it's interesting as we wind down the school year, which I believe this is the first year the standards have been implemented,
right,
that, you know, you had the group of business leaders, of educators that were getting together to make sure that the core standards were not repealed. And again, in whether it's, you know, people that are listening to Glenn Beck, who has a big audience, or others, they're very against Common Core. And yet you talk to educators, you talk to kids, and they seem to love it. It's I don't know where we're going to go here. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's strange, that disconnect that people are adamantly, a few are at, you know, and you know, quite frankly, if there were more, it probably would have been repealed, but I don't even think there was a bill that was brought up to repeal it. So what would you say to people that do their research, that are very smart, and say these standards aren't the way to go?
You know, if you just would look at maybe what our goal and mission is, and look at that in a backward sense, that let's start with where we really want our kids to be and where do we want our kids to land. So yes, they're in high school now, but where do we want them to be 10 years from now? What skills, what abilities and competencies do we want them to have? And, you know, I was looking at some research that says that of our graduating seniors this year, the 2014 seniors, when they graduate from high school and enter into college, when they graduate from college, they're actually going to be in jobs that don't exist right now as a senior in high school.
Well, that's the interesting thing. You know, we've been going to a few colleges, and they say, you know, a couple of them say, look, we're preparing students by giving them this well-rounded education, this well-rounded curriculum for jobs that don't exist right now but will in 5 or 6 years. Now, that's darn right intimidating because, you know, 5 years ago, really, did we really know what an app was? And now we've got salmon slides down the water being celebrated in Boise, whatever the heck that is. And I'm just sitting here going, you know, if you are a parent, it's got to be darn right intimidating for you and your kid. Because in our day, we could go, you know, you could, heck, we still had manufacturing in America. You could still, you know, go do construction. You could do this. You could do that. And today, who knows what the future is? And as an educator, that's got to be a challenge that we've never had before.
Certainly. Yeah, it's a, you know, it's because of technology. I think you're right on point. Because of technology, this moving target of where kids are going to be in the workforce is a, you know, it is difficult. It is hard to know exactly what the kids are going to be doing. But if you really stop and think about this backwards design of where the kids need to be to be competitive in that job that doesn't exist
right
today, they're going to need to know how to communicate both written and orally. They're going to have to know how to problem solve. They're going to have to know how to look at a team and say, how can I function in this team, and how can I be a team person, and the teamwork that it takes to do that. All of this writing skill and all of the higher level thinking so that they can be successful, that's really what I'm excited about that Common Core has brought to the classroom and education, because all of that is going to apply to that job that doesn't exist.
580KIDO as we continue on. So tell us a little bit more about Capital. Here's your chance to brag about your school.
Yeah, this is fun to get to do this. I would love to do this more often. You know, one of the things I was thinking yesterday about Capital that a lot of people don't know is that 25% of our school is here on open enrollment, which when you look at the reasons why students and families are deciding to come to Capital on open enrollment, it's because of academics. We have a really good AP program. Again, that college readiness and career readiness program. We have 23 AP classes for students to be part of. I have a student, my oldest son is a senior here, and he's taken 7 AP classes. And I can tell you as a parent what that's preparing him to go do next year as he enters into college. And so that's really exciting. They come for all kinds of reasons. Certainly academics is first and foremost. And then all of the activities that we have, clubs and athletics. And you add all that up, and like I said, to know that 25% of our students that come to school here are from other schools saying, you know, I want to go to that school because they offer this. They like the way we do it. They connect with our teachers. I'm very proud of the faculty and the students at this school. We have had another great school year. We're part of the Newsweek and Washington Post list of top American high schools, public high schools.
Congratulations.
America, which is very, you know, that's the students and the teachers doing the work every day.
I think it's the captain of the ship, personally.
So, well, I like to put the credit in every day where they're in the trenches every day in the classrooms getting it done. But
sure,
that's very exciting to be
sure,
part of
that.
Sure,
but you've got to make them in the trenches. They don't like to go in the trenches all the time, let me tell you. But, you know, we take a look at Capital High School. How is the funding? Because that's another big issue. Yeah, that because they have so many outside activities, they have to fundraise. Do you find you have to do that here?
Yeah, no doubt. We're not immune to fundraising. Every club, athletic team, all of our clubs and teams and activities have to fundraise through the year to make it work. You know, and they work together with parents. We have minimal help that we can give people, but for the most part, they have to put into it. And again, we kind of approach that the same way we do anything else, is you're going to get out of it what you put into it. We don't charge kids to be part of it. In a sense, there's a flat fee. I know some school districts have fees to be part of athletics or activities. To be part of band, you need to pay a fee. To be part of the basketball team, you pay a fee. We don't do that at Capital or in the Boise School District. But there is fundraising along to do that. In fact, our music department, our orchestra, band, and choir, they leave today for a festival, but to do that, they fundraise the entire trip.
Wow, great life's lessons as we continue on. 580KIDO, let's get you to work safely and on time.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
There you go. I'm just so anxious to get going here. 624 Capital High School, promoting our school, securing our future. I do want to thank Nagmaid Abedini yesterday for being on the program. If you missed it, I urge you to go back to our website, 580kido.com. I do want to thank Governor Otter for joining us yesterday. We made some news where the governor urged the Iranians to release Pastor Saeed. And we do have that clip, and you'll hear Nagmaid asking the governor, and you'll hear the governor responding to it. And as I've said before, and this is why, first of all, thank you all for who are supporting us for best radio personality in the Treasure Valley. And when you have people that get into this business, it's very easy for people to say, well, I want to make a difference. And some people are very successful at it. We have some of them on our radio station. Some of the top talk shows in America, Glenn Beck, Dave Ramsey, Sean Hannity. And, you know, I sit there and I watch these guys, and they do such a great job of covering national issues. And then you have, again, the decadent jabroni FM slappies who serve their purpose for the yuck-yuck, the ha-has. But one of the significance of being here with you on this radio station is that we have the opportunity. I do thank management for allowing me to be with you, to have the ability to go to the schools, and not only to go to the schools, but in addition to that, to have Nagmeh Abedini on and to talk to her not in 2 seconds over a music bed, but to find out what it's like to be a mother, to find out what it's like to have kids at home, to have the Iranian government monitoring you, to have your husband being held in prison illegally. 1 minute you're at a prayer rally in Capitol Hill with Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. Then you're working with Jim Risch and Mike Crapo, Congressman Labrador, Congressman Simpson. Then the next minute you're at the Walmart or the Winco buying groceries. That's a fascinating story. But to continue to be the advocate for your husband, who is being held in prison because of his beliefs, is amazing. And we get the opportunity to talk to her. And then to have Governor Otter to talk a little bit about his home, his life, his background, what it was like to meet the Russians, and even address Tea Party Bob's question, who, by the way, Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot, we scooped the Statesman because that's the front page story of the Statesman today. Senator Fulcher saying Governor Otter is ducking him in the debates. And moving beyond the political, where you have Governor Otter talking about the need for the Iranian government to release Pastor Saeed, to talk about the power of prayer, to talk about real life issues. You know, America is so divided right now, and whether it's the left, the right, I think they like it that way. But here in the Treasure Valley, here on Idaho's first radio station, we accomplished a lot yesterday, and I say we because I can't do it without you listening. And that's why I think, again, it's such an important way to send a message. You have Tony Sinesco, our great friend, who's all over Facebook. Thank you very much, Tony. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Tea Party Bob. Thank you, Brian, for promoting us in this radio personality thing. Now, again, everybody else can say, well, look at I'm really popular. What it does for us is because we live hand-to-mouth each and every day. There is no net for us here. There is no ha-ha. There is no Justin Bieber. It's the ultimate form of acceptance or rejection. It sends a message to the people that are in the power, whether it's our management, whether it's the media, whether it's our advertisers, that these issues matter. Because, folks, they'd like us to go away. They'd like the ability to just go, hey, let's hear what's going on Wall Street. Keep Main Street alive and give us a vote there on the best radio person. And please continue to give us your feedback, your results. We're always looking to take direction. In fact, I have a great friend of mine who said, Kevin Miller, if you want to get along in life or business, you've got to learn to take direction. And then you go, yeah, but, and then you think to yourself, I'm not taking direction. How simpler life would be if we all adhered to that simple philosophy by my great friend Bill White. Other news of the day, it is 628 here at 580KIDO. We're looking at a defense official. Apparently the Taliban is looking to release Bo Bergdahl. Have we heard this story before? And we talk about Janny, we talk about Bob, we talk about the couple, the parents of Bo Bergdahl in Haley, Idaho. It's going to be, what, 5 years? 5 years. Here you have a guy that was a PFC, now a sergeant, or maybe even a staff sergeant, that is being held against his will. I've often said that is a fascinating story that hopefully one day will be told. Hopefully one day the efforts of a Jim Risch, the efforts of a Mike Crapo will be rewarded. The efforts of that young lady in Wisconsin, you remember this, and you know, this program, it's like a sitcom, it's like a television series. At first it kind of starts kind of wishy-washy, and then we have character development. You've developed the people that participate, the K. Milley Militia, Tea Party Bob, Tom Munns, they've developed. Pat from Middleton, who texts and doesn't email or doesn't call anymore. And you remember that young lady in Wisconsin 2 or 3 years ago that talked about Bo Bergdahl, had, what was it, 100, 200, wasn't it 400,000 signatures from people all across America, all across America? It works great, but there are more C's and D's these days.
Yeah. Well, that's that all comes down to the people skills that you know, that you have to just keep working through and making sure that people are listening to each other, understanding what everybody's trying to say. And, you know, I think for schools, a perspective that's always really helped me is there might be a teacher perspective, and that's important. And there's certainly a parent's perspective, and that is important. But we have to keep the student in the top of the food chain, so to speak, in the discussion. That's the priority. Usually it comes down to communication. If we can keep what's best for the kid at the top of the perspective, not saying that the parent's perspective is minimized or the teacher or whatever the situation might be, but it serves me really well to be a listener. My dad used to always tell me, have two ears and one mouth, and don't get that ratio mixed up. And sometimes people get that mixed up, and that can be a problem. But, you know, like you said, having consensus for everybody is difficult. It's not that it's impossible. You know, it's not going to be easier, but it can get better. And when you bring everybody's perspective together, we can make things better.
Indeed, that's easier said than done. What advice do you have to parents that their kids are getting ready for high school?
That they're getting ready for high school?
You know, middle school. They remember when they were in high school. Lots changed. You know that as a parent.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a senior here. And, you know, when I look back at him coming from ninth grade, our son went to River Glen Junior High, which is one of the feeder junior highs for Capital. And, you know, the thing that I think parents and especially kids get a little worked up is all of a sudden you come to high school and because of our size, I think that's intimidating to kids. The enrollment, you know, we're around 1,450, which isn't extreme. There are certainly high schools in America a lot larger than 1,450. But our job in working together with the students and the faculty is to make our school feel small. And the way you make a school feel small is you get kids involved. From day one, the very first day, we will have an assembly, and we're going to be talking to kids about how to get involved. If they're part of a team and a club and an organization, then there's 20 kids on the dance team, and there's, you know, a few kids part of a particular club. And that's how things begin to feel small. You begin to build those relationships and a good friend network. And so I would encourage kids and parents to think about, okay, here I'm coming to Capital next year, and I'm a ninth grader. What am I going to do to get involved? And then that just really enhances a kid's high school experience.
Sure.
Not just, you know, you're not just hanging out in the hallways. That's not an option. We don't want to just hang out.
Right.
What are you being involved in, and what are you going to do to participate? And then that really makes our school much, much better.
580KIDO, as we continue on, what about the ROI? What do parents, whether they have kids here or in other parts of the Treasure Valley or people listening online at 580KIDO.com, what's the ROI that they get from high school for their kids, the return on investment?
Well,
you expect a kid to come in not knowing what to do and then focused and ready to go to Harvard or Yale or a trade school or, you know, incrementally improve? What's realistic?
You know, when I think of your question, I think of a particular task I think we have to figure out along all of this. You know, most schools and school districts right now, somewhere in their mission statement, they're going to say something to the effect that we're preparing kids for college and career readiness. But when you look at that, that's two different things. There's college readiness and then there's career readiness.
Sure.
A good portion of our kids at Capital are not going to college, but they are going to enter the workforce. They could be doing so many things that are and very valued by our community. And as I need a plumber. I need a car mechanic. I need all of these careers that kids can walk right into. And I think what we need to do, though, is we got to let kids know and families know that those are equal.
Well, you can't outsource those.
No.
You don't have to worry about the plumbing plant being moved to China. No, really. Yeah.
I don't think so. And that's the issue because you're right. At one end of the spectrum, things that are very easy to do,
right,
a computer does now, or some little robot machine will do it, and you don't get to work at Simplot plant doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And on the other end of the spectrum, we have technology that's hasn't been invented yet, and these jobs that don't exist.
Right.
But somewhere in the middle is all of these jobs that we have to have kids and people doing, so that we, you know. But back to my point is, we have to find that the career and the placement and the skills and the competencies that those kids need for career are just as valued and celebrated in schools as the kid that is going to school, that's going to go to college, it's going to go to, you know, we have kids going to Stanford,
right,
Yale.
But, right, but not only that, but, and this is maybe some new age stuff here at 580KIDO, but on the other hand, you have the personal development because, you know, you the whether it's your the groups you're hanging out with, the classes you attend, you do form your own personal opinions and your own self-worth. So being satisfied with whatever you do, whether it's going into radio, whether it's going into education, whether it's going into, you know, the lucrative field of plumbing. No, I mean, plumbers do very well, or an electrician. And always being able to be employed in that honest work and you know, having the source of self-pride. You know, there's no class for that. But you get that through experience. You get that through academics. You get it through athletics. You know, how many times have we heard, you know, you play sports and you learn so many life's lessons, whether it's on the football field, the basketball court, or wherever.
Yeah, and I think where schools and where Capital does really well with that, at Capital High School, I think all of that comes to light through the relationship the students have with teachers. Teachers value kids' opinions. They're able to express themselves.
See, now that's
and
different.
Think.
Now that's different from the old days where the teacher taught and the kids learned. Today it's cooperative education on steroids.
It is. And, you know, kids want to be part of that. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Not if you're the teacher. These I'm the teacher and you're the kid, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, and that give and take, and that as you strike a balance of that,
sure,
in the classroom, there's just a lot of value where kids are beginning to see where they form their opinions, and that they get to think about other perspectives, and there's a tolerance that gets taught. And to me, all of that value coming out, you talk about the ROI, that's exactly what parents get to experience when their kids come through our school, is that through that relationship that the student has with the teacher, they're going to get those values and they're going to get to form their own opinions, and teachers appreciate that personal characteristic and personal trait about a student, so that they feel like this isn't some outlandish idea that I'm coming up with, and my point of view is respected.
Final question here at 580KIDO. Past couple years, and last year it was a little bit more tender than this year, we had education in the news, whether it was the state cutting funds, whether it was levies, whether it was Props 1, 2, and 3, whether it was, you know, parents concerned about curriculum, which kind of happened last year. How do you and the teachers maintain focus? Because I could imagine it could be so easy to be distracted when your livelihood, your future are, you know, they're being discussed on the radio and in the paper. You still got to make sure these kids are good to go, that they're ready to go to college, they're ready to graduate. How do you maintain the focus?
That's the beauty of this whole thing, that it really goes back to, and something that we talk an awful lot about at Capital, is that it all goes back to that relationship, because you can really get consumed with what's going on with education, with Common Core, the legislature, funding.
In the teacher's lounge.
And, you know, that can just overwhelm. I mean, that can overwhelm anybody. There's just so much going on. Education is being talked about everywhere. How to teach, Common Core, all of these issues. And sometimes you just have to stop and say, wait, let's slow this down a little bit. All of those issues, we're going to have to work through those one issue at a time. But really what is important, meanwhile, we have right. The kids in the classroom. You're the teacher assigned to teach this particular subject and this particular period. Let's break down to the work that really matters, and that is getting to know the student, getting them to realize what they have inside themselves and bring that out, and to become better thinkers, readers, writers, and to build that relationship, so that the end goal is now they're at that particular point where they've learned that subject and they're starting to master it. Now that can take them to where do you want to go, and we can start to have those discussions about where are you going to take this from here. Because you can get so bogged down, because I, as a principal, I have to be in the know in all of that.
Sure.
But I have to filter that, and I have to prioritize that to really what does matter, and that is what's going on in the classroom and those relationships, and what is our goal and mission in preparing kids for college and career. And so whether we have all of the money
right.
or no money, we just have to get past that, and let's just get to what it really is, and we just got to get it done. Whether you're getting paid $60,000 or
right.
$20,000.
Exactly. You got to put on the chin strap and go.
That's right.
Let's get to traffic now at 580KIDO.
Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's go to the phones, live from Capital High School, courtesy of our friends at CapEd, as you just heard moments ago. Tom Munz joins us, TomMunz.com. Good morning, Tom.
Man, it's rainy out there, ain't it?
I love the rain.
I know. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Living the dream.
Yes, you are, and you know I am, too. I wanted to give you, I didn't know if I was allowed to or not. I wanted to make sure that it was okay, but I wanted to give you an update. Because since we had Governor Autry on yesterday.
Well, we did update. Mention the front page of the story where of the paper where Senator Fulcher has accused Governor Autry of ducking him. And Governor Autry yesterday on this show said it's a scheduling conflict because Tea Party Bob posed that same question. So you're continuing our continuing coverage now with Tom Munz.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I was a little discouraged by that as well. I know that he's busy, but, you know, it really would have been nice to be able to do that. But if we did go to the Lincoln Day, and I actually went to Lincoln Day just because he said that, so I could listen to the speeches, and I wanted to tell the listeners, if the Idahoans want to continue to go down the same road that Idaho is going down, then vote for your incumbent. With the exception of the District 9 representatives, which are very good already, their plans are to be able to continue to go down the same path. If you really feel like Idaho's in trouble, you really need to rethink your position, because the incumbents didn't say anything new. They talked about, governor talked about Project 60 and the economy and all of those things. And the problem is I never heard anybody talk about the dangers of foreign trade zones, dealings with foreign countries, you know, questioning the governor's ability to sign treaties with foreign nations and all of those things. He talked about the five-year plan, didn't even talk about Common Core, but it sounded to me like he accepted it. And then you have Fulcher, on the other hand, that comes out and talks about being a servant of the a true servant of the people. And he talks about acting in the constitutional nature in which our founders had originally intended. And although Otter is a brilliant speaker, he still wants to take Idaho down the same path. And so we had a lot of candidates last night. The Liberty candidates that we have are unbelievable, I think. And I just wanted to be able to say, if Idaho is truly interested in going down the same path, vote for your incumbent.
Is that an endorsement of the incumbents?
I know. I'm just saying, you know, if they want to go down the same path and they believe that Idaho is better now every year since we've had these people, then continue to do the same thing. I personally think it's the definition of insanity. But, again, that's just my opinion.
Well, your opinion's always welcome, Tom Munz.
You know what, man, and I always appreciate you allowing me to do it.
And I'm going to go watch your videos. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you later, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get you to traffic now. And it is Kevin Miller in the morning, live from Capital High School, promoting our school, securing our future. 580KIDO. Good morning.
Serving